15. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Kautuhalaya Daityana. Yoshidvesho Mayadrita. Pashyanta Surakaryani. Gate Piyusha Bhajane. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Kautuhalaya, for the bewildering, Daityanam, of the demons, Yoshitvesha, the form of a beautiful woman, Maya, by me, Drita, assumed, Pasyata, seeing that it is necessary for me, Surakaryani, for executing the interests of the demigods, Gate, having been taken away, Piyusha Bhajane, the jug of nectar. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, when the demons took away the jug of nectar, I assumed the form of a beautiful woman to bewilder them by directly cheating them and thus to act in the interest of the demigods. Purport. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumed the form of the beautiful woman Mohini Murti, the demons were certainly captivated, but the demigods present were not. In other words, those who maintain a demoniac mentality are bewildered by the beauty of a woman, but those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, or even those on the platform of goodness, thank you, are not bewildered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knew that because Lord Shiva is not an ordinary person, he cannot be bewildered even by the most beautiful woman. Cupid himself, Kamadev, himself tried to invoke Lord Shiva's lusty desires in the presence of Parvati, but Lord Shiva was never agitated. Rather, the blazing fire from Lord Shiva's eyes turned Cupid to ashes. Therefore, Lord Vishnu had to think twice. Wow, that's special. Lord Vishnu had to think twice. Very rare. About what kind of beautiful form would bewilder even Lord Shiva. He thought like this, then he thought like this. Okay. Consequently, he was smiling gravely. Grave means you're not smiling. Smiling means you're not grave, right? So he was smiling gravely. As stated in the previous verse, Prahasya Bhava Gambhiram. Gambhiram. Prahasya, but Gambhiram. A beautiful woman generally cannot induce Lord Shiva to be lusty. But Lord Vishnu was considering whether there was any form of woman who could enchant him. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupevyo Namo Namaha Katanchidashaya Desham Swapitat Ganda Bhagbhavet. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees because even a dog-like non-devotee, or shwa, a dog, by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's honeybee-like devotees, somehow or other, can also get the honey of the lotus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Aganya danya chaitanya gananam premavanyaya ninye Dhanya jana sanda maru shashvadanupatam. I offer my respectful obeisances to the uncountable, like right here, you cannot count devotees, right? Because I can count those here. Somebody enters, somebody leaves, somebody turns on the radio, somebody turns off the radio, you cannot count. Anyway, it means many, many. I offer my obeisances to the uncountable devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who have come to bring a flood of prema vani, of the message of love, to inundate the desert-like hearts of unfortunate people. So if you feel, and ninya dhanya can mean ninya adhanya jana or ninya dhanya. If you think you are fortunate, you are in the right place. If you think you are unfortunate, you are in the right place. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers can flood even a desert with the message of prema. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna is not boring. Krishna is unlimitedly interesting. He also likes jokes. That's his quality. Also, it's one of his four characters, and the Hiralalita, but also some other of the four heroes' characters can be humorous. It's even one of the 25 listed qualities of Srimati Radharani, Narma Pandita. She's expert in humor, and he likes practical jokes also. So now he's gonna play a practical joke, a prank. He's the original prankster. Of course, this here is being done on the request of Lord Shiva, and on the request of Lord Shiva, he's going to manifest, assume the form of Mohini Murti again, just for Lord Shiva, who is an extremely special personality. So our Lord Shiva in our universe, in fact, is an expansion of Vishnu himself. It's not a jiva. It's not a jiva tattva. This is Swamsha expansion. But he's like yogurt, compared to the milk of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Shiram yatha dadhi, yogurt, coming into this world. According to Lagu Bhagavatamrita, sometimes you can find a jiva who is 100 times more qualified than Lord Brahma. And that jiva can do the service of Lord Shiva. Sometimes. But obviously that's very rare. Usually Vishnu has to come himself, like our Lord Shiva. Sometimes even he cannot find Brahma. He has to come as Brahma. So Rupa Goswami in Lagu Bhagavatamrita can go ask Prabhu to give you the book. It's a very, with Baldev Debushan's commentaries, we have about three different translations now, I think. So Mohini Murti is coming for the benefit of us, and it's described in the Bhagavatam. Of course, it's not described in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam. We are all sufficiently trained by the previous seven cantos. Now, canto 8, we will not be bewildered, right? We will understand. Yes, Mohini Murti, no problem. Bhagavatam is a school. We are in the school of the Bhagavata. It's Bhagavad Dharma school. in his very first commentary, in his commentary on the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, usually you have some Mangalacharana prayers and some very strategic explanations and commentaries on the Bhagavatam. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Bhagavatam can play five roles. Bhagavatam can be a torch or torchlight, a lamp. Like, you know, in the evening you come back to your room and you have a number lock, right? In the daytime it sounds like a very good idea because you don't need to carry the key, right? Especially if you have a roommate or something, you just need the number, right? But in the evening, if the substation is overloaded and blows out, then how do you open? So you need a torch. Or in general, in the evening, going with a torch, that's what we do. So no problem. Bhagavatam is the torch. Bhagavatam is the light. The light which shows who am I. It describes the nature of spirit. Atma Deepa. Atma Deepa. It's not an ordinary torch. With an ordinary torch, I can shine, I can see my meat nose, but I cannot see my spiritual identity. No matter how bright, nowadays they sell very bright torchlights, tactical torchlight, you know, 500 lumen, 600 lumen. Of course, advertisement can say any damn thing, but there are bright torchlights, but you cannot see the spirit. So Bhagavatam has this subtle light. It shows you matter, it shows you spirit, everything. So that's the first form of the role of the Bhagavatam. Torchlight or lamp. Can even say floodlight. Nowadays you have floodlights, right? I think, yeah, there's a floodlight there, this one. It's called floodlight. It floods the courtyard with light, and so in the evening when everybody's left and our security, esteemed security guards whistle the whistles, and then they clean with the help of that light. So light, first. Second is even more light. The sun. The sun. So, because with a torchlight, I can see the path, I can see my number lock, but I cannot see the forest. I cannot see everything. I cannot see Krishna. I cannot see the sun. But Bhagavatam is also the sun. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in Sarada Darshani, Bhagavatam is like lamp. So, a lamp is for jnanis. They will be happy. Okay, you want to know? Okay, here's a torch. Take the torch. Okay, get it. Have it. Here you are. But for devotees, you have a sun. Hare Krishna. It rises. Even I read that even if there are clouds, like we have over these days, still this sunlight touches your skin and produces vitamin D3, which helps you be healthy and not so tired. And then you can sleep as a human being, not as a total wreck or something. So even through the clouds, it filters through. Sometimes you cannot even say where the sun is, but after the sun rises, it's day. It's daytime. You see something. So I may be covered by the clouds of my anarthas, But if I follow Srila Prabhupada's program and I study the Bhagavatam, read the Bhagavatam, I will see something. As one, Manidhar Prabhu was saying that at least a devotee hears the truth every day. I may be any you know, rascal number one, as Prabhupada says, but at least every day I hear the truth. Okay, I'm a servant. I'm not God. I'm not the enjoyer. Not only that, I'm not the controller. Worse, I'm not even the sufferer. Can you imagine? I'm actually Krishnara Nityadas. Satchit Ananda Krishnara Nityadas. So at least we hear. Maybe we cannot realize, but at least we hear. So then, these are like seeds. Yoga Sutra says that sattvic samskaras accumulate. They are like special medicine. You may not see it, but it accumulates and then it purifies. It purifies our heart, step by step. So, lamp, it's the first aspect. Sun, second aspect. But that's not it. For devotees, it's even better. It gets better and better and even better. Bhagavatam is also a wish-fulfilling tree. Wish-fulfilling tree. Kalpavriksha. Kalpavriksha. Or Kalpadruma. Yeah? Vedas are compared to the tree. Tree of Vedas. And Bhagavatam is the perfect Vedic literature because this is one of the strong arguments Jiva Goswami brings up in his Tattva Sandarbha. He says, yes, Veda is the source of truth. But already 500 years ago, he says, how much Veda do we have? Like, if you know one verse that's not written down, the government of India is paying you between 20,000 and 2 lakhs if you can prove that you know some Vedic verse, part of the Veda, which has not been recorded yet. So, you know, since a couple decades, they're collecting every, they try to save every akshara, every syllable from the Vedic literatures. And still, already Jiva Goswami says, we only have about 6%. Because he says, we have 1,300 shakas, like dynasties or sampradayas with Vedic schools. And out of them, only about 100 survived. So he says, we don't have the full book. And you know, like if you have, if you get a book on mathematics or any other school book you like or don't like, and just imagine, you have only a few pages. One page from here, one page from there, and 3 pages from there. Will you be able to actually learn the subject from 6 pages? Unlikely. Right? So this is the argument Jiva Goswami is putting forward to say, yes, Veda is the source, but we need the full body of literature. And since we don't have, therefore we need a Vedic literature which is complete in itself. So Srimad, of course, Puranas. Purana means complete, one of the meaning. And they all have, Mahapuranas have 10 topics, or 5 or 10 topics. And out of them, Sattvika Purana, and out of them, Amala Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam has everything. So Bhagavatam is the best, absolute, ultimate source of knowledge. So that's the Nigamakalpa Taror. That's Taru, the wish-fulfilling tree of the Vedic literatures. Nigama, Kalpa, Taror. Kalpa means desire, Taru means tree, Nigama means Vedic literatures. So third role, Bhagavatam is the tree which fulfills all your desires. Just like also if you look around, you will see we can say, if not in a forest, then in a grove of wish-fulfilling trees. Yeah, because every devotee is vancha kalpa darubhyascha. Even better, not only devotees are don't get offended, you know, because you're not a tree, you are a wish-fulfilling tree. And not only that, but also Kripa Sindubya. I like Dharmananda Mahaprabhu who started adding the ocean to the translation, right, in the morning. Because devotees not only are wish-fulfilling trees, but not sources of mercy. Because source can be small, right? Some spring, you know, just a little mercy is bubbling up, right? No, ocean. So just look how many oceans you have around. Ocean is a lot, no? Oceans of mercy. So wish fulfilling and oceans of mercy. Very convenient. You don't have to go any further. So that's the third aspect, torch, sun, and wish fulfilling tree. But that's not all. There is the fourth aspect of the Bhagavatam, which is mentioned in the third verse of the Bhagavatam itself. What's the third? What's the fourth aspect mentioned in the third verse? Bhagavatam is also not just a tree, but galitam phalam. It's the mature fruit. Juicy, tasty, soft. No, some people, some acharyas are saying, not even the, like mango, we like mangoes, but you get this big mango and it has this big stone inside, right? Seed. So Bhagavatam is only the sweet pulp. Only the sweet, no stone, no skin. Also mango, you know, it can have thick skin, right? So Bhagavatam is just juice. Not just wish-fulfilling tree, but the best fruit of the tree, and not just the best fruit, it's only rasa. Only rasa. Jiva Goswami says, there is not a single syllable in the Bhagavatam that isn't rasa. There is no letter, not one letter in the Bhagavatam is there. That's not rasa. And especially, of course, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada makes sure. You make experiment, you check every volume. Every volume, Prabhupada says, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Goloka, Goloka, Goloka. Radharani, Radharani, Radharani. Some people accuse Srila Prabhupada, he's not rasika. These are people who don't read Prabhupada's books. You know. Let's make an experiment. Okay, I'm opening the general index. Ta-da! And our books are very... And you see Radha, not only Radha, but Radha with Govinda. It's hard to find any book of Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada doesn't speak about Srimati Radharani, Vrindavan. Okay, let me see Vrindavan. You want to see Vrindavan? How many times, Prabhupada? Vrindavan as a holy place, Krishna in, Rupa Goswami in, Surabhi cows in. You see? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 times. So it's full not just of giving you supreme blessings, but also it's full of rasa. So we are invited. Yasudev is inviting Aho Rasikabhuvi Bhavukaha. Oh, connoisseurs, oh, experts in juices. Are you expert in tasting juice? When you taste a good juice, can you say it's a good juice? So you are invited. Come here, we have the best recipe. Like in Radharaman for Buddha Purnima, they have Radharaman appearance and they have very special half a millennium old recipe for Charanamrita. A little rose water, a little honey, it's very subtle. And they have 500 liters of it. And they like devotees. So you go there, and the Goswami will say, come here. And they will call you aside, and they will give you some Charanamrita. Very tasty, very special recipe. So Bhagavatam is full of rasa. So far, how many aspects of Bhagavatam have we discussed? That 4.
But there is number five. And what is number five? Mohini Murti. If I am not honest, Bhagavatam will cheat me. There is inbuilt protection. Trap. There are traps. Exams and traps. I can be reading. Of course, Prabhupada is helping us. He says, no, not here. Come here. No, you're not God. No. You're not the controller. No, you're not the enjoyer. You're Krishna era Nitya Das. We have a guide. But if you do not have a guide who will guide you in, there is a very clever inbuilt protection. Just like Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says, that what to do? I want to say these amazing things because if I don't say, nobody will know. But I cannot say these things because people will misunderstand. So what to do? I don't know. I cannot say, I cannot skip. And he says, no, I know what I will do. I will say, and those who are pure, they will understand, and those who are impure, they will misunderstand. And I am very happy. So it's a supreme expertise, how to speak in such a way that if you are qualified, you will get the it's the supreme coding expertise, secret message. It's coded in such a way, if you are pure, you'll get it. If you're not pure, you will misunderstand. You understand something else. So this is the fifth aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Mohini. She will bewilder whom? Prabhupada says, demigods, devotees, or Prabhupada says, even those on the platform of goodness will not be bewildered. But if I'm demoniac, If I'm not sincere, I can be bewildered. I can misunderstand. And then I will be delayed in my spiritual advancement and I will not be able to misuse Srimad Bhagavatam too much. So this is incredible literary technology used by Srila Vyasadeva and Narada Muni and our parampara. How to hide something in plain sight, in plain view. Anybody can open and read, right? No problem. But only if you are pure, you can understand. In my childhood, I remember, I I grew up in a very demoniac environment where it was forbidden to even speak about God, even to possess a Bible. Possessing a Bible was banned, not to speak about other books. But my grandfather was a priest, so we had a Bible, but it was a translation that was very dry. And then finally, in the 80s, some translations have been brought into Ukrainian translations have been brought, which were done by famous writers who are really put their heart, so to say, into the book. So it really was touching heart. But I remember my grandfather said, "Oh, you want to read? You cannot understand just by reading." And I was an avid reader, you know. I have glasses because I was hiding under the blanket. Parents said, "Go sleep." I said, "Yes, mommy, yes." And I would hide under the blanket, have a torch, and I would read, some detective story or something. Did you do this? Anybody did it? Nowadays, you don't need. You can, use the. Actually, it was my dream. In my childhood, I was dreaming about this. That I can just, read. And so I read tons of all kinds of things, but my grandfather said, "No, you cannot understand just by reading. You must read and pray to God that He gives you intelligence." I said, "Well, that's interesting. Usually you just read the book and that's it. Here it's not enough. You have to read and pray." So this is what Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says. It's not enough to just read. You have to be clear why. That's why we say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Meaning that not for tamas, not for rajas, not even for sattva. Lord Vasudev is predominant deity of Nirgun Mahatattva. Nirgun, beyond the ego. Then we can understand. And even then you can see still there is a lamp, there is the sun, there is a tree, and only then you have the fruit, juicy fruit. And if not, then Bhagavatam, even Bhagavatam, and you know, we have shloka wars, you know. But page such and such, do, 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 do. So no Prabhu, page this and this, do, do, do. You have shloka wars. No, this shloka is there. No, that shloka is here. You can argue, even having the perfect book, perfectly clear book, with perfectly clear message, repeated 100 times. Of course, Srila Prabhupada made sure of one thing. At least, you cannot say, we don't have to do bhakti. There is no page in Prabhupada's books. You cannot tear a page or open a page where, which you can explain that not bhakti. Every page, Prabhupada knew, you know, oh, these people are in need of great mercy. So therefore, every page Prabhupada says, bhakti, Hare Krishna. Every time some yagya is mentioned, Prabhupada says, yes, yagya, yagya. But in Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sometimes twice in the same purport. Two times. In the same purport, two times. In the beginning and in the end. You can see, he has real faith in the holy name. He's not like normally, from the literary point of view, it's considered, you know, why repeat two times the full mantra? But Prabhupada has such a strong faith. He knows, even you just glance at the Maha Mantra, you are purified. You are advancing. Still, Bhagavatam is also a Mohini Murti. So here we have this amazing story about Mohini. So Mohini can bewilder even Lord Shiva. Of course, Lord Shiva is not ashamed. We will read. He does some things that it's embarrassing to even mention, but in a class. But he says, "I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed." His wife is there. All the sages are there. He says, "No, I'm not embarrassed. Why? It proves that my Lord is stronger than me. My Lord is my master. Krishna is my master, indisputably." So I did some crazy stuff, but I'm not embarrassed. It's a proof. And we see even Advaita Acharya did something similar. Prabhupada says, every day we do worship Lord Shiva. And we say, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shi Advaita. I heard that in proper Bengali you say Advaita. Is it correct? Advaita. So, yes, he is our Sadashiva avatar or expansion or the Lord Himself who comes. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda. And he didn't like that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always offers respects. So he said, I know what to do. And he came and he was giving some classes, very impersonal, and not only impersonal, but even somewhat with a tinge of Mayavad. Yeah? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he started beating him and dragging him. Yeah? So then Advaita Acharya said, yes, thank you, finally, yes, that's what I wanted. Now you're not hiding. Now you're not pretending. Now everybody knows you're my master. So he was not embarrassed. Oh, this boy came, beat me up. You know, what is this scandal? No, like Shiva here, says, I'm not embarrassed. He says, I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed because it shows Krishna is supreme. Krishna is my Lord. Krishna is my master. So.
five aspects, and we will meet Krishna in that aspect which will correspond to our goals and our desires and purity, our purity. Otherwise, we may encounter a bewildering aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam. Another example Jiva Goswami gives is like if there are kings that are at war, then when one king wins, they bring the flags of the opposite army and parade those defeated flags and sometimes put it at the feet of the winner. So in the same way, all the philosophies with all the mantras, siddhantas, and mottos and declarations from other philosophies are here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya. It's the treasury of all siddhantas and also of the wrong siddhantas. Like you will have soham. Some people think, oh, that's the main thing, right? Whatever. But it will be paraded before the emperor of the Bhagavatam, all, like the flags, they will be paraded, but then they will be put to his feet, to Krishna's feet, to the feet of bhakti. They will be, soham, what? So I am the dasoham, not soham, dasoham, or even better, dasodasoham. That's the real soham, dasoham. I'm a servant. So Bhagavatam establishes the ultimate siddhanta, but we need to purify our desires and re-examine our goals. Yoga, sadhana, what is sadhana? Sadhana is again and again establishing your priority. My ultimate priority, my ultimate goal is Krishna Bhakti. I may be a dirtbag, I may be a rascal number one, but I will never give up Bhakti. I will never choose any other goal except Krishna Bhakti. As long as we act like this, we will be on the progressive path. And this is the essence of yoga. Srila Prabhupada translates bhakti as how? Bhakti is devotional service. So you can see, again, Srila Prabhupada's genius. Service means it's not passive. There's activity. But devotional means it's not external activity. Devotional, there has to be the mood, proper mood. So that means I have to, again and again, ask myself, why am I doing this? What's my goal? What do I want ultimately? Because it slides back. It slides back to the rut, to the root, to my, you know, what I have been doing for millions of lifetimes. I, me, mine. Puja, lava, pratishta. Enjoyment, control, and popularity. It will go back. I may start well, and then they will say, Sa Prabhu, you're so good. Oh, yeah, true, yeah, I must be good. So I have to catch it. That's Hridaya Durbalyam, that's Bhakti Uttanartha. I have to weeds, and they will grow. You know, you water anything, weeds will grow. So yoga means you look what is growing, and then say, no, Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti. Krishna is my goal. Without this, it's not yoga. So we have to be careful what we are asking for. We have to... And I'm full of bad desires, full of dirty thoughts, as long as I... We are soul. It's your right. It's everybody's prerogative. It's everybody's birthright to choose Krishna. Krishna, Prabhupada says, Krishna is millions of times more eager for us to go back home, back to Godhead, than we may ever be, fortunately. And he sends
big teams of helpers who come and help us, guide us back. he sends the rescue parties to bring us back home, back to God. And he gives all help, he gives instruction, he sends us detailed maps with detailed instructions how to navigate your inner geography. You have inner geography. We can be lost in the forest, stinking swamp of my desires. But we have a very helpful map. And two days ago, we went with a friend to the Yamuna, and it got dark. We were going back, and the little bridge that was there was washed off. And everything is wet. And this not nicely smelling part of liquid was flowing. And it was very easy to go there. But we had a torch, and we saw the temples, and we got out. So Krishna helps us by giving us the torch, the sun, the tree, and the fruits. You know, you need to have some fruits. Narada Pancharatra describes an interesting story about Markandeya. Canto 12 gives us two endings. Parikshit dies and is happy. Markandeya Rishi does not die and is unhappy. He says, why did I ask for this, to see Maya? Why did I ask to see the destruction? He curses his desire. So there is a history behind it. Why did he ask such a... You know, Krishna came to him, and throughout the Bhagavatam, the whole Bhagavatam, Krishna comes, what do they ask for? Please, dear Lord, give me association with your devotees on the river of Katha. That's all. The best blessing. Nectar river of Krishna Katha and devotees. You have this, you have everything. Nothing is better. And Markandeya, Krishna comes, and what does he ask for? Show me your Maya. And then, you know, so why did he ask for such a thing? He was so elevated. So it turns out, Narada Pancharatra describes, last life, he was a very intelligent Brahmin boy, and with his father from Kannauj. Where is Kannauj? Kanpur, yes. So nearby. And... more or less. And they were visiting a wedding. And then they ate nice ladus and everything. But then as they were going home, they got hungry. And then the boy saw on the river some rice. So he said, let's go eat, 10-year-old boy. And the father, Brahmin father, said, no, it's not clean. So the boy insisted, and even though it was eaten by some animals, they washed it and ate it, he convinced. And it turned out it was naivedya, it was prasad. And because of this, he actually met Krishna. He Naranarayan. He went to a forest to collect flowers and fruits and different twigs for puja. And then the tiger came. So what did he do? He meditated on Gopal. And Gopal protected him. So then Naranarayan came because his meditation was so deep. And he said, we are happy with you. What can we give you? And he said, oh, you have this nice kavacha there. Can you give me that kavacha? So, you know, Narayan, Rishis, Narayan said, oh,
It's not a good request. You don't ask for such things. He was chastised when he went back to Badrinath. The relatives chastised him. Why do you give away your kavacha? It's not proper. And also, he was not happy, but he gave. And by the shining of that kavacha, the king saw him, gave him his prince's daughter, and he had a palace city, and he ruled for 300 years, and he was very happy. His parents were all, everybody went back home, back to Godhead, even that tiger, except him. Next life, he got birth. He was born as Mrikanda Rishi's son, and he was very elevated, advanced. But then when he saw Naranarayan Rishi again, he asked for a wrong thing because of the first wrong request. So he's asked, how does your Maya work? Okay, you want to see? Okay, no problem. And then he's drowning for thousands of years. He's drowning in the destruction flood. So that story shows us. Of course, ultimately he sees Gopal, and he's, you know, in our books there's always a happy end. Krishna Kshatriya Maharaj says, you don't have real tragedies in India because there's always the next life, you know. But it's a warning. It's a warning that we need to set the good priorities. I may have bad thoughts, bad desires, whatever. But yoga means I find it and I tell Krishna, Krishna, I think that's for you, for serving you, but I will accept your decision. If no, then no. It's okay. Do you think it's good? If you think it's good, then give. If not, then don't give. What I really want is Krishna Bhakti in Goloka Vrindavan. What I really want is, what I want? What do you want? What do you want? Anybody wants to? Yes, our party line, answer number one. Krishna Prema. Or more specifically, do you want Shudanam? Do you want Shudanam? Or more? We want more. We want Premanam. Not Premanam, but Braj Premanam. That's what we want. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The torchlight, the sun, the tree, the juicy fruit, and Mohini Bhagavatam. Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, our guide, Ki Jai.